Okay, so we're on.
Can
All right.
where are you starting?
Okay. All right. We're starting on Yud Zion. We're on Ted Zion and Bays. We're going to go back four lines from the bottom. 16b, four lines from the bottom. Okay.
Science.
Okay. Please, I keep muting you. You keep unmuting yourself. Okay. Please mute yourself. Okay. Right. Now, okay. So five lines from the bottom. So Tani Beit Shammai Omri. We learned the Braisa. The Beit Shammai says, Shalosh Kitot Hayin Li Yom Hadin. There are three groups for Yom Hadin, and it means this is talking about a different Yom Hadin. We had different types of Yom Hadin. We had a Yom Hadin for Rosh Hashanah, we had a Yom Hadin for Olam Haba, and we have a Yom Hadin for Tchir HaMeitim. This is on the bottom of Tetzayim HaBeis. Achat Shal Tzadikim Gemurim. One is for complete Tzadikim, the righteous people. Achat Shal Rasham Gemurim, people who are totally Rasha. Achat Shal Beinonim, and people in the middle. Rashi says that the Rishayim is mostly Aveirot, the Tzadikim presumably mostly Zechuyot, and the Beinonim are 50-50. Tzadikim Gemurim are judged immediately for, it means they get Tchiyas HaMeisim, is what it means. Three lines from the bottom on Tzadikim of Beis. Rishayim Gemurim Nechtavim Nechtam La'al to the Gehenim. The Rishayim are judged for Gehenim, Shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk here from Daniel. Many people who are sleeping in the dirt, which means the people who are no longer alive, Yakitsu, they'll wake up. It means the Tchiyanamaitim. Ela Chayolam, from some for perpetual life. Ve'ela Lecharfot L'dir On Olam. Now this is for disgrace and total abhorrence. So that's the Tzadikim and the Rishayim. Beinonim, the people in the middle, Yordim L'Gehenim, they go to Gehenim. And they cry out. Rashi says they cry out from the surim after like one shaa for olin, and then they get sprung from Gehenim. Shneemar, and he quotes a pasuk in Zechariah. Ve'heveitid hashlishit ba'esh. I'll bring the third group in fire. Ve'tzeraftim kitzrofet kesef. I'll purify them like silver is purified. Ubechantim kibekoner hazav, and purify them like gold. Hu yikra b'shmi. They'll call out in my name, and that means that they're in Gehenna and they're calling out. Bani and Oto, and I will respond to him. Balehem Amra Chana, and concerning them, Chana, who's the mother of Shmuel, said, Hashem emit mechayim orit sha'ol vayal. Hashem, he takes away life, he gives life, he takes from the shoal's Gehenna vayal. And according to Tzfas Emes, which the article quoted, Hashem emit is way about the Rishayim, umechayeh is talking about Tzadikim. Morid Sha'al Vaya'al, that's talking about the people, the Beinonim, who gets from Gehenna. So Ad Kan is what Beit Shammai says. We're five lines from the top on Yitzayim 17a. Okay? It says Beit Hillel Omrim. Beit Hillel says, V'rav Chesed, Matek Lape Chesed. Beit Hillel says that the people, the Beinonim, will not have to go to Gehenna because Hashem is Rav Chesed. It's in the Shoshes Rei Midot. Hashem is filled with chesed, with kindness. Ma'ateh kalapei chesed. He presses the din, the scales, towards chesed. V'alehem amar, and so it is, even though you're in the middle, he'll judge the people favorably. V'alehem amar David, and concerning these people, the Beinonim, which we discussed, we're around six lines from the top, on Yitzayin Amad Aleph, 17a. It says, V'alehem amar David, ahavti kishma shem ekoli. This is the parakin that we say in Hallel, I'm happy that Hashem hears my voice. He says the whole parak. In other words, in that parak, he says, in other words, David HaMelech sees himself as one of the Beinonim. And so he says, like, I'm happy Hashem answers my cry. Deloti, v'liyoshia, I was poor and he saved me. It means I was in distress and he saved me. Okay, so we did this last night, but I just went over it again today. Okay, and so any questions, comments, or thoughts on the six lines that we just did? Okay. Yes, yeah, so I was thinking the same thing. I was also bothered by that, but it comes out though that there's another din before Tchiyas HaMeisim. So whatever you had up till now. Then you have another din before, and then Tchiyas HaMeisim, you have another din. That's the only thing I can say. And then I said to Rabbi Packer, that's the way he thought, and so, so that's the way I'm going to go with. He says, if you look in last Tosfos on Tzayim Beis, he says, well, Yomadin, Shechiu Ameitim, Kin Mucha Krav, Afa Pishkabar Nidon, Wacharmi Tatan, Began Eden Obeghanim. He says, even though they were judged already once, the Tosfos says. Anyways, Tosha says another din, so that's the way it seems like it's going. And that's what Roy Packer said. Well, what's that? That's what it sounds like. Well, the... You mean like, why? Yeah, so let's go slowly. So there's a din... When a person dies, there's one din. There's one din when a person dies. And then he says, when you get to Tchis HaMesim, then we have another din. He says that, he quotes here, one second. Footnote 38 in the Art Scroll, he quotes the Ramban, says every person comes before the Heavenly Tribunal in three stages of existence, every Rosh Hashanah. Then at death, he says, the soul of every man is judged and his portion is fixed in Gehenna or Gan Eden. And three, on the Yom Hadin HaGadol, the great day of judgment at the end of days, when all men are judged to determine whether they are worthy of resurrection. Although the person was judged already at the time of death, at which point everything was taken into account, the third judgment at the time of the resurrection will still be necessary. Some souls may have had their sins expiated through their suffering in Gehenna, and thereby will merit resurrection. That's all I have with this. That's what I got. So what? Say again, what?
I was going to say that by Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, even though you had at the Yom HaMisa, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be another accounting of what you did, what you accomplished with your children.
That's what the Mefarshim say, like Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meitim on Rosh Hashanah, yeah. that Sifrei Meitim, people are dead, but like you still acquire zechuyot after death because of what you've done during your lifetime, or a after death. Okay. I need to move on. Please excuse me. Okay, I'm going to go on. Now we're. Okay. So let's keep moving, so we don't have to go quick at the end of today's talk. Okay, now the Brisa continues around 10 lines down in Zayin Amud Aleph. Everybody with me? Okay, and everybody, please mute yourself in the Zoom world. Okay, so he says, "Poshe Yisrael Begufan." This is the Brisa is continuing. Poshe Yisrael Begufan, sinners of Israel with their body. He says, Uposhe Yumoto Olam Begufan, and sinners of the non-Jews with their body. So the Gemara is going to explain what that means, but to give you a jump on it, the Gemara at the end of the bottom is going to say, Poshe Yisrael Begufan is a person who doesn't put on tefillin. It's Poshe Yisrael Begufan. And Poshe Yumoto Olam Begufan is people engaged in Avera. Avera in Shas means like sexual immorality, like Gilear Rios. Yordim LeGehenim. So now we're getting so far we have three categories that we're kind of like adding on. They're Yordim LeGehenim, they go down to Gehenim, but he noted by Shnei Masar Chodesh, and they go to Gehenim for 12 months. Lachar Shnei Masar Chodesh, Gufan Kala, after 12 months, your body is totally incinerated or whatever, it's history. Nishmatan Nisrefet, their neshama is burnt, the Ruach Mafazar Atan. And he says, and the Bach is on the Vinasin Afar, Tachat Kapot Raglai Tzadikim. In other words, the Gemara is going to clarify, but the Poshay Yisrael Begufan and Poshay Yisrael Begufan sound like they're very bad shape. And they end up like dirt underneath the feet of the Tzadikim. Shneamar, he quotes the Pasuk in Malachi, Asatem Rishayim, you'll tread on Rishayim, Hu Efer, Tachat Kapot Raglai Tzadikim. There'll be dirt underneath the soles of your feet. And the Bryson continues, it's like sort of like a rogue's gallery now. Now, the minim, again, is different pshatim, but following Rashi on the third white line on the top says, Haminim, Hanashim Asher Hafhu Devel Kim Chaim L'Ra'ah, no one's Sedukim and Baitusim. He says the people who twist the Torah, like Sedukim and Baitusim, were Haminim of, or Antigonos Yishsocho, so, but they didn't accept the Torah Shabal Peh. He says, that's the minim. Hamasorod, are the people who, you know, informers, they inform on Jews to the government. And Rashi says the first narrow line, Malshim Shmoshim Amoni Shabiyadov de Kochavim. He says that they cause like Jewish money to give into the non Jews. He says, But ha'apikursim, the apikursim, Rashi says, if you look at the third down line, mevaze tamid chachamim, somebody who abuses the Talmud Chacham. Now, there are different pshatim for this. Rambam has other pshatim for these things, but we'll see. And then, shekafru b'Torah is another category. If a person's kofar in the Torah, meaning, if you look at the Rashi, ha'omri main Torah min ha'shamayim. A person says the Torah is not min ha'shamayim, so he's a kofar. He says, b'shekafru b'tchira meitim. And the people who are kofar in tchira meitim, b'shepir shumi darach et sibur. And the people who separated from the Darach Eitz Tzibur. Rashi says those words don't belong here. If you look in the fifth one hour line in Rashi, Shapir Shemi Darach Eitz Tzibur Lo Garsin in Rashi says. In other words, all the people are Torah Shemi Darach Eitz Tzibur, but if you have it, it means that, you know, they're not part of the Tzibur. They're doing their own thing. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, just 1 minute. The Shinatnu Chititam Be'eretz Chayim. And those people who, you know, spread their terror, the Eretz Chayim, and we'll see, the Gemara is going to say it means like a parnas, like a Jewish leader who, you know, he imposes his terror on the Tzibur, but not for the sake of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, v'shechatu v'chtiru rabin, chotei machtir rabin, they sinned and they brought the multitudes to sin, only Rabin ben Nevad b'chavi rab, like Rabin ben Nevad, he was the first king melech Israel, and the Navi said, you know, if you're faithful to Hashem, I'll build a bayit for you, just won't be like David HaMelech. But he decided to go up to Derech, and he built the place of Avodah Zarah and Beit El and Dan. He says, if the people make Aliyah L'Regel, they see the way Chazal and the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, they see that Rechavim will sit in the Azara, the base of Mekdesh, and I won't be sitting. Let's say he's the real king, he's the other one's the imposter, and I'll lose them. So he conspired, to get everybody to go with it. Anyway, see back in the Gemara, he says, "Yordim leGehenim." They go to Gehenim, but he don't involve the Dori Dor. They never get out of Gehenim. They go forever. It's like another category. In other words, these people, like I sort of said, a rogues gallery. They're judged there like in perpetuity. Sounds like in Gehenim. Shneamar, the pasuk in Yeshaya says, it's like in the last parak in Yeshaya. And again, the Gemara always puts the beginning of the Pasuk, but as you know, you need the end of the Pasuk. He says that they'll go and they'll see like these dead bodies who had sinned against me. It says, whereas like their decay won't cease and their fires won't end. So then the Gemara says, Gehenna will come to an end. They may not call them. They'll still like be suffering. Shneamar v'tziram levalod sh'ol. V'tziram, Rashi says, like their tsuratam, like their image, like will be in sh'ol, which is like Gehenna. Like we'll survive Gehenna. Tziram levalod sh'ol. And those they'll even when the Gehenna doesn't exist, they'll still be punished. He says v'chol ka'ach lama. Why do they have such an onesh? They should pashtri the zvul because they attack the zvul. Zvul is what I was going to say. Shneamar mizvulo. The end of the pasuk is Ram levalo shol mizvulo ve'ein zvulo beit hamikdash. Shneamar bono beniti beit zvulach. So it means that because of their aveirot, they cause the destruction of the beit hamikdash. Rashi says shepashtri the zvul shechridu beit hamikdash ba'avonam. They cause the destruction of the beit hamikdash with all their aveirot. He says, Shneamar, this we did, Balehem Amra Chana, and concerning them, Chana says, we keep coming back to Chana, Shem Yechatu Merivav. Hashem will, it was Yechatu, will break those who contend with him. What is it? One second.
May those that contend with them be shattered.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we got it. Okay. Okay. Who's your questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far?
Last thing.
Since it's part of the same brisa, I obviously it's when they're passed away already, but I would assume it's like this final judgment at the time of Tchias HaMeisim. There was different judgments at the time of Tchias HaMeisim, and they get their own special quality time. That's what they get. Okay. All right. Let's just do a little bit more, and then we'll pause. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts up till now? Everybody good? Okay. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, so we're 10 lines above where it gets wide on Yudzayin Amud Aleph 17a. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abin, Ufneim Domim Mushulei Kedeira. Their faces look like the bottom of a pot, which obviously doesn't sound good. Now, there's a question, whose faces are he talking about? Is he talking about the last category of people who were like the ones who were really like Bar Shmutz? Or someone says he's going back to the Beinonim, the Beinoni people who get sprung from Gehenna, but their faces still look like for Shmutz because of what the Averot they had done. He says, but Amar Rava, Rava says, the Inu Mishapire Shapire B'nei Mechuza, who Mekarim B'nei Gehenna. They're from the most handsome, beautiful people in Mechuza, and they're called B'nei Gehenna, meaning the people of Mechuza were very, I don't know, Sybaritic. They're very, you know, Rashi says, Mu'unagim U'shmeinim ayu. They were very, you know, like comfort and fat. And it was like into the creature comforts. And so notwithstanding that, they look, you know, like black. But the other way, the Milk Yiras in the Gemara is, V'inhu Shapire, Mi Shapire B'nei Mechuza. And another, like the Yiras in the Gemara, not put the mem on the second word, not Mi Shapire Shapire, but Shpire, Mi Shapire B'nei Mechuza. In other words, the people, the Beinonium, will look better from their radiance than the people in Mechuza. In other words, after they've been in Gehenna, they'll be in better shape. Okay, now, all right, let me do a few more lines and we'll pause. Amamar, earlier we quoted in the Brisa, Beit Hillel Omrim, V'Rav Chesed, Mate Klape Chesed. The Beit Hillel said, V'Rav Chesed is Mate Klape Chesed, that Hashem like pulls the judgment towards Chesed. So remember, we started off with three groups. We ended up with many more groups. But the Beinonim, according to Beit Hillel, Hashem like judges them favorably, even though they're evenly weighed. But there's another pasuk says, this pasuk we quoted above, and this was the pasuk that Beit Shammai had quoted in Zechariah. So it means, what does Beit Hillel do with the pasuk that Beit Shammai quoted? Beit Shammai said that the middle people, the Beinonim, the judging Gehenim, and then they cry out, and then Hashem saves them. But Hillel says, no, they don't even have to do that. Hashem will judge them favorably from the get-go. So he says, what do they do about Aktiva? I'll bring the third group into fire. So they'll say, Hatam b'poshe Yisrael b'gufan. That's talking about the people who were poshe Yisrael b'gufan, which we had before. That's a bad category to be in. So the Gemara says, "Poshay subgufan, ba'ami leiluhu takat." The poshay subgufan. What do you mean Hashem's going to save them? We said the poshay subgufan; those are the ones that end up, nishmatan nisrepet, and they end up under kapo raglayt the tzaddikim. He leiluhu takana barov ravono. So he says that the poshay subgufan is two categories, meaning if A, they were the majority, they have mostly Aveirot. And in the Aveirot, they were poshei subgufan, then they end up as dirt underneath the kapot of the tzaddikim. But in the earlier case, where they're getting sprung from Gehenim, hacha mechsa vonu mechsa zchuyot, bibu nami avon poshei subgufan. So here we're talking about they're equally weighed out, but in the Aveira category, they have poshei subgufan. So he says, lo sagile galabe beiti rashlishi ba'esh. He says, so therefore, they can't get out. In other words, it doesn't suffice for them unless they have to go in the Aish. In other words, that's what. In other words, if you're garden variety 50-50, Shabbos Mavata Klape Chesed. But if the 50-50 and the 50 Aveirot includes Poshay Yisrael Gufan, then, right. Okay, so we're getting a number of categories. We got that category, and then we had the category of the Poshay Yisrael Gufan, where all the way, and then we also had the Minim and the Masorah and Apikorsim. Okay, let me just do a few lines. One second. Rav Chesed, we said above that Hashem is Rav Chesed. He's abundant in kindness. Mate Klape Chesed. How does he translate Mate Klape Chesed? He tips the scales. So he says, Balei Henamar David, concerning them, David said, and again, this is the same parak in Tehillim that we say in Hallel, Ahav Tiki Yishma Hashem. I love that Hashem hears. In other words, as we said, David HaMelech saw himself as one of the people in the middle group. He says, I love when Hashem hears my voice, my supplications. And there are many, you know, it says, Ki chlasta nashi mavet, and imi dema, you save me from mavet. Like David HaMelech is praising that. All right, now, Darash Rava, my defiva havt ki yishma Hashem. I love when Hashem hears my voice. He says, Amra Knesset Yisrael v'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Jewish community, the congregation, says, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbe Shalom, Eima Ta'ani Yehuba, when am I beloved for you? In other words, he's doing a hafti is like a hubati, like I'm your beloved. He says, Bismash Tashmea Kol Takanai, when you hear my supplications, then I'm beloved to you. Dalotiv li Yoshia, I'm poor in you and you save me. But he darshan said, Afi Shadala Neiman a mitzvot, even though I'm poor in mitzvot, Lina Ela Hoshia. So it's nice to save me. Now, let me just pause for a minute, because the art scroll, this is on page 1783, he goes through six categories with the Tzchira Meitim. And here are the six categories. A, souls with more mitzvot than sins enter the Olam Haba immediately. Okay, if you're Rov Zehuyot, then you're Olam Haba. Then people who are equally balanced, and you don't have the Poshet Yisrael on the negative side, so then Hashem and his Chesed also lets you go into Olam Haba. Right, correct. Okay, then, if you're equally balanced, but you have that Aveira of Poshet Yisrael the Gufan, then you have to go into Gehenna, scream in pain, and then you get out. Okay, so three categories. Then four, he says, those are the majority of sins, mostly Aveira, but you don't have the Aveira of Poshet Yisrael the Gufan. According to Tosfos and the Rush, you go to Gehenna for 12 months, after which they ascend. Going to Rabban and Far, they scream in pain and sin sometime thereafter. Then those, the majority of sins, like mostly of Eirot, and they also have the sins of Poshet Yisrael Gufan, the punishment comes for 12 months, after which their souls are burned, their ashes are scattered beneath the feet of the righteous. And then the final one, for deserving candidates, are heretics and the like, are tortured in Gehenna for all eternity. Okay, now, let's just go a few more lines of the Gemara, and then I will pause, and we will take questions and comments. Okay, let me just do a little further. So he says, Fourth, I'm going to pause in another eight lines, and then you're going to spring all the questions. Okay, so the fourth line. Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan Ma'ini. What are Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan? He says, Amarav Karkaf Lomanach Tfilin. It's like Karkav is like a hell, a skull. It doesn't put on tefillin. That's like for Lubavitch. That's why Lubavitch, the way they interpret it is if they put on tefillin once, they're not in the Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan. So if they can go around and get people to put on tefillin, we could save them. You know, they're not a Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan. All right. Now, Poshe Umoto Olam Gufan. Now, the Poshe, the non-Jews, the Gufan, Amarav Ba'aveir. Ba'aveir is a code word throughout Shas. It means like sexual immorality. And then, V'shenanuchi Titam Be'eretz Chayim. We said those who injected their fear, the Eretz Chayim, in the land of living. So what he means, it's a leader who like injects fear, not the shame shamayim. In other words, he's misusing his position. Okay, so Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Rav Yudah Marav, called Parnas Hamatil Eima Yitei Ra'al HaTzibur, Shlo Shem Shamayim, Inner Web and Taman Chacham. If that's the case, his son won't be a Taman Chacham, Shenemar, Lachain Yireyuhu Anashim, this Pasuk and Eo, people will fear him. Lo yirek lo chachmei lev. You won't see the chachmei lev. All right. Let me pause for a minute because Daniel had some questions and maybe some other people do as well.
Okay, personally, one time in his life, screen or not makes such a big difference whether it's going to stay in Gehenna forever or
First, it could be the pshat is that you put on generally, but it could be like the Gemara says, like in Avodah Zarah, you should put on the Olam Haba. Like sometimes you do one act and you get the Olam Haba. So, anyway.
It's such an important part that...
It's Pum Faker. It shows you the Chashivas of the Mitzvah of Tefillin. That it's that's the whole Zach. Anyway, any other questions?
Just that this...
Wait. Yosef's speaking. It's still in fear and what? Yeah. So thematically, what's the connection between the two? So he won't be Zochas. So let me see if he says anything here. Otherwise, I don't know. One second. Let me see what he has here. One minute. Let's take a look. One second. Yeah. Go 31. Yeah. Well, all he says is, he says he guides them along, but for the people's, I don't know. He says people's intentions become to serve him, not God. But I don't know. In other words, you could say he doesn't connect all the dots, but it could be that by instilling the fear, he's like substituting, you know, like his yira than Kadosh Baruch Hu. So as a result of that, the son is not a Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham would be like somebody who would orient everybody like to fear Hashem. You know, is that would be the connection. Like if the pasuk says L'chein Yireu on Hashem, he says people will fear him. Well, you won't see Chacham Yileu. You won't see Chacham Yileu. I don't know what else to say. All right, any other questions, comments, thoughts? All right.
So there's six categories from what you started with.
Right, that's correct. Okay, are we good? Okay, so let me go further to the Gemara. Now the last medium-wide line on Yudayin Amad Aleph, 17a. He says, Behil Omrim Rav Chesed Mata Klape Chesed. Behil says that Hashem is Rav Chesed. That's in the Shloshes Esrei Midot. The Rachim Erechmaim Rav Chesed Be'emet. Hashem is in Beit Chesed. Mata Klape Chesed. He leans and he pulls. What does he say? How does he translate? He tips towards Chesed. Okay. So Hechi Avid. So the Gemara is the first wide line downstairs. What does a Kadosh Baruch Hu do? So it should be Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar Omer Kofcho. Reb Lazar says he takes the side with the, in other words, he's got like a jeweler scale where everything is balanced. He takes the side with the mitzvah and he presses the mitzvah side down. That's nice to have something to do that. Shinemar, Yeshubi Rachabenu, Yechboshavanotenu. He'll press it in a way that the bear would get lifted up, but he says, Reb Yossi Barachanin Omer Amar. No say. Rabbi Yosef Chanin says he lifts up the side with the Aveirot. In other words, it's the same end. Let us be patient and wait. He says, no say. He lifts up the side with the Aveirot. Shinemar no say of one of Aveirot Pesha. He says, Tana to be Rabbi Shmuel, Bryce was taught in the basement of Rabbi Shmuel, Mavir Rishon Rishon. He says, in the basement of Rabbi Shmuel, he said that he takes off an Aveira. In other words, if everything is equal, he takes off the first Aveira. The Fein Hiamita. That's the means of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Amarava. That avon is not erased. If he does more aveirot, we'll throw that one in with it. But meantime, he's got it going well that way. All right. You want to say something, Daniel? Yeah, I'm not sure. They have shatim. I didn't look it up today, but they have shatim. They reference it in the art scroll. Yeah, he says. Let me see. Yeah, he says the Maharal. Look at the Maharal for an explanation between the two views. I don't know what to say. Okay, now let's see back on the Gemara. Okay, so we're up to six lines from the bottom. He says it should be Amarava, right? Amarava. Well, Amavio Minotav means if a person, Amavio Minotav means I have a right to be mocked about something. You know, to be strict about something, but I say, let it go. You know, maybe the person insulted me. I say, let it wash off my back. So one minute, right? So ma'avir al midotav, ma'avir lo al kol sha'av. So min shemayim, they say, you know, you're so nice with people. You know, we're gonna look the other way with you too. And as you do things, we're not gonna be tight with you. Shinemar no se'avon vo'ver al pesha. Now this pasuk, he doesn't mark it off here, but it's from Micha. This is Mikael Kamocha. Which is the pasuk we say on Shabbos Shuvah at the end of the Haftorah. He says, "Lamino se'avon." Who does Hashem lift off the aveirot, or the se'avon, like to lift the aveirot side of the scales? Lamisho ver al pesha. He's willing to like look past like people wrongs against him. Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua Chalash. Rav Huna son Rav Yeshua, he got very ill. Al Rav Papa l'shiule bay. Rav Papa went to be mevaker chola. Chazi the Chalish Le'alma. He, Rav Papa, saw that Rav Huna is not long for this world. He's, you know, going to be Gishtorb and Gevorin. Amar Lahu, Tzvitulei Zavdata. He says, prepare like his like luggage for the trip. It means like get the Tachrichim. He says, L'sof Itpach. In the end, Rav Huna recuperated. He He says, "Havamichsif Rapapa Lechsi." Rapapa felt embarrassed to see him. He said, "Like, get the straps for him." I would assume he didn't say it in front of him because I think there's a lach of Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to say anything like that. So I assume it, but I guess he discovered about it and he felt embarrassed that the, you know, it's like calling the undertaker before the guy's dead, that type of thing. So Amru Leimai Chazit. So everybody said to Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, what did you see? In other words, you had a near-death experience. What did you see? So Amar Lahu, in Ha'achi Hava, he says, Taka, the assessment that Rav Papa made was correct. In other words, I was destined to die. But Amar Lahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, exists to his heavenly court, Ho'il V'lo Mokim B'milei, since he wasn't so stringent with people, he says, Rashi says, Eino Ma'amid Al-Miyotav. He's not like tough, you did this, you did that, you know, bang, 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 bang. So you shouldn't be strict with him. He wasn't medakik with other people. You shouldn't be medakik with him. He says, then the end of the Paksa says, so who does Hashem do it? The Sherit Nachlato, the remnant of his people. It's like an alya is the fatty tail of the sheep, but there's a thorn in it. In other words, if you look at the last Rashi, Al Yashmena, Yeshkan, it's like you have a nice, delicious dish, but the kotzba, but there's a thorn there. Kolomor, Devartan, Chuni Yeshkan, it's like comforting that Hashem is no Seavon Volvero Pesha. He says, Aval, Yesh Betocha, Devar Kashish, and Hashem Lakov. But there's a little sting at the end. Let's see. He says, the bottom line of the Gemara, he says, the Sherit Nachlato, the Lakol Nachlato. Hashem is no Seavon Pesha. The Sherid Nachlato, the remnant of people, but not for everybody. Top line on Design of the Days. Lamisha same smoke Kishirayim. Hashem only does it who person who makes himself like Shirayim, like the leftovers, meaning he acts out of anivas. So the way they said in the art school meant, like, somebody, let's say, insults me. So I could act out of haughtiness and say, you know, he's a crumb. You know what I mean? So it doesn't mean anything. But it means like if a person, that's not the one that Hashem is also Bo'el Pesha, means I am machnia myself. I feel a tremendous humility. Like, who am I? You know, and then Hashem is no Sevon Velvar Pesha. That's the way you get the wonderful treatment. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? What? What? Right. It's B'midash Damo, they Bamo Dimo. The same attributes that you display. So Shemayim, that's the way. So you're tough with everybody. Hashem's tough with you. You're easy with everybody. Hashem is easy with you. That's it. Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts, what's up?
Alia Bekotzba, down here, it explains that it has inside a thorn that makes it pain.
Right. All right. Okay, let's go further. Now, let's take a look. So let's take a look at the top line on Yitzhak Rebbe's. Okay. Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna posed a contradiction in Pesukim. Tiv tzaddik Hashem b'chol drachav. Says Hashem is righteous b'chol drachav. Rashi takes the tzaddik to mishpat emet. Justice. In other words, he's tzaddik. But it means he disposes justice. Uchtiv b'chassid b'chol masav. Chassid, Rashi says, nichtzach l'vnim min ashura. He goes above and beyond, like, the law. So he says, v'chilat tzaddik l'sof chassid. In other words, Hashem, when he created the world, initially created the world with intent that it should be just the din, like, you know, Biyom Barah Hashem Elokim, Bereshit Barah Elokim, and it's private arts. Hashem initially wanted to create the world, meaning it's a din. And then Biyom Barah Elokim, Eretz Hashemayim, and then, like it says, Hashem Elokim, he created it so it couldn't last, so he created it with Rachmim. So it doesn't mean din is out the door, but it means the din is mitigated by Rachmim. Rabbi Lazar Rami, Ktivu L'cha Hashem Chassid, Sukkot Hillel says, you Hashem, is the midah of chesed, means chesed. Uchtiv ki atah tishalom ish kemaaseyu. It says you recompense people like based on their actions. V'chila ki atah tishalom ish kemaaseyu, same thing as used before. Initially you thought, like this din, l'basof l'cha Hashem chesed. Ilfe v'amri la ilfa. So ilfa I've heard throughout Shas. Ilfe I never heard before. Ilfe v'amri la ilfa, rami, uchtiv v'rav chesed. It says in the Shlosh Shvei Midah Hashem v'rav chesed. Uchtiv v'emet, but he's emes. Emet sounds like din. Okay, Shine. Okay, now let's go further and then we'll pause. having quoted this pasuk Rav Chesed, so now we're hooking into the Shloshes Rei Midot, the 13 attributes of mercy. By Avor Hashem al panav vayikra, Hashem passed, Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and Hashem passes before Moshe Rabbeinu, and he calls out, means Hashem calls out. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Malay Mikra Ketuv, were not this pasuk, Yifra la'omro, a person could never say such a thing. Means like Kaddish Baruch Hu could be Yachol, dress himself like a Shlich Tzibur. The Hiralu Moshe Siddur Tzibur. It means Hashem, he went through like the sample, how to do this. So he went before Moshe Rabbeinu, and he repeated the Shlosh Yisrei Midot, Hashem Hashem, Tilracham Achanan. And he said, Amarlo, Kaddish Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Koz Man Shishol Chotim, Yasuf and I can say to Azeh. Whenever Kal Yisrael sins, they should do this. And they should say this whole Seder Shlosh Yisrei Midot, but Nimochalahem, and I'll forgive them. Now, the Gemara darshan's out, Hashem, Hashem. Now, according to most Mepharshim, those are two midot. One is Hashem is midot rachamim. But Hashem, Hashem, anihu kodem shechat adam. I'm Hashem before a person sins. Anihu lachar shechat adam. He said tshuva. I'm Hashem after he did the avera. So Hashem afterwards, I understand. What does it mean that I'm Hashem before he does the avera? What do I need the midot rachamim before he does the avera? So we have our al daf sheet. The Rashi asks why Hashem's mercy is for one sins. And there's a whole bunch of answers to this. The Rashi answers that even though Hashem, who knows the future, is aware of a person's future sin. So in other words, when Ribbono Shel Olam looks at you, he knows you're going to do this avera. He says he only judges an individual according to his current state. He does not take one's future sins into consideration. So he's merciful. I'm going to deal with you now, even though I know that you're going to do an avera. Yeah. It's
how does that speak to Bechira Chofshi?
Okay, put that on the side. It's a big question. The Rambam talks about it, but put it on the side for 1 minute. So it means that I heard some. What is it like? There's an image in Shemayim. You know, it's like Yehovah B'Yia. Shemayim is an image of everything at once. So he looks at it, he sees the past, the present, and the future. And it's all like for Kaddish Baruch Hu. This one means like Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Haya Hove-Via. He was, he is, will be. So Hashem, when he looks at us, he sees in a moment everything. He sees the past, he sees the present, he sees the future. Okay, that's one answer. Alternatively, the Rush suggests that this attribute is relevant with regard to the sin of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Kiddushin of Chavtet says that one is punished for the sin of Avodah Zarah not only for a simple act, but also for his machshava. In other words, the Gemara learns that, like by Jews, machshava tov mitzarfon kodesh baruch hu l'maisa. If you have a good thought, Hashem, and you weren't able to fill the mitzvah, Hashem will give you credit for it. But if it's machshava ra, you're not punished for the machshava ra, except by avodah zarah, then you are punished for the machshava ra. So he says, the Rashi explains that nevertheless, Hashem does not mete out punishment for one's machshava to worship avodah zarah. Until after he actually commits a sin, at which point one incurs punishment for his act is also for his intent. However, if one retracts from his original sinful intent, and in the end decides not to sin, Hashem has mercy and does not punish him for his sinful intent. So it would mean like that you had the intent, that Hashem still shows you mercy, because he's not going to punish you until you do the ma'isa, if it's avodah zarah, and if you do tshuva, he's not going to punish you for that at all. That's another shot. Okay, shot number three. The Orchos Chaim explains that Hashem's mercy on a person prior to sinning manifests itself in the fact that Hashem provides a person with a natural tendency to follow the path of mitzvot and virtue rather than sin. In other words, I'm showing you mercy. You haven't sinned yet, but my mercy is it's easier for you to do mitzvot than do aveirot. That's the mercy. In other words, it's easier for you to incline towards mitzvot than aveirot. This also has issues involved with Adam and Rishon. We eat from the Eitz Hadas. Like the Mepharshim say, and Ravuna spoke about this once, like before, man ate from the Eitz Hadas, so he naturally went to do mitzvahs. It's like the car, like the wheel of the car goes straight. And once he ate from the Eitz Hadas, now the Avera was in him, and now it was more of a struggle. But according to the Orach Chaim, you still have somewhat of a tendency to do mitzvah. And then the Orach Chaim explains, just mercy for one's sin is required for one who lacks mitzvah. Hashem has mercy on such a person and allows him to exist, even though he lacks zechuyos. Zechus means he says merits. That's mercy. Like you don't have so many zechuyos, some of you stick around. All right. Now, as far as your question, Fern, it's a good question. The Rambam talks about in Hilchot Teshuvah. It's a very difficult question about Hashem knows the future, but he gives us Bechira Chavshis. So look in the Rambam. I don't know more to say about that. Okay. The Rambam himself says it's a very difficult issue, and but that's the way it goes. Okay, let's see further back in the Gemara. Now, okay, so we're two lines of work into wide. Tell Rachum Machanan, merciful and gracious God, I'm reviewed a brit crutally shlosh stray midot, and close it right. There's a brit, who was like, I made a covenant with the shlosh stray midot, that if you daven those shlosh stray midot, it will have an impact. Shenemar, hineli anochi kori brit. It says afterwards, l'chumash, hineli anochi kori, I'm entering into a brit, but the way the Gemara understands the brit with the shlosh stray midot. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, well, some of us do. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Gedola Tshuva Shemakara Gzardino Shaladam. He says that Tshuva is great, that it rips apart the Gzardin of a man. Shnemar, Hashmein Leib HaAmazem, like the heart of this nation is very fat. Hosnav HaChbeid, like the kids don't listen. Benav HaShah, they're blind. Peni Rebbe Nav Hosnav Yishmav, Bo Yavin, Beshav Rapalo. If they would do Tshuva, Rapalo. In other words, they're not listening, they're not doing Tshuva. But if they would do tshuva, Hashem would bring them refuah. Amar le Rapapa l'Abaye, the Dibble of the Gzardin. So Rapapa says to Abaye, maybe the Pasuk is only referring to before Gzardin. If they do tshuva before the Gzardin, they save themselves. How do you know that it's after the Gzardin? He said the tshuva is Mekaran Gzardino Shaladam. So Amar le Rapapa l'Abaye, it says that he'll bring in refuah, healing. Ezu Devar Shasir Chafua, what needs refuah? Heavy Omer is a Gzardin. If you have Gzardin, then you need refuah. All right? Now, Meitvei, the Gemara asks a kash on this from the following braisa. So we just said that even after Gzardin, Tshuva is still effective and can rip up the Gzardin. Meitvei, this we ask a question from the following braisa. The braisa says, if a person does Tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he gets Mechila. Lo Shav Bein HaTayim, he doesn't do Tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I feel like he's equal alien of Ayot Shavolam. Even if he brings all these fat rams in the world, ain't mochlin though. He doesn't get mechila. So you just said tshuva rips up the Gzardin. This sounds like once Yom Kippur comes, you're finished. So lo kasha, there's no contradiction between the brisa and the limud we had above. He says habiyachid habitzibur. In other words, the brisa is talking about the yachid, an individual. He does tshuva by himself. That's it. Yom Kippur. That's the end. But the tzibur, when tzibur does tshuva, so then that's a whole different picture, and they can even rip up the Gzardin even afterwards. Okay, Meitvei, on this we have a passage from another Braisa. Enei Hashem Lekecha Bo. It says, the eyes of Hashem and Lekecha are on Eretz Yisrael, Mereshit Shana V'Elach Rit Shana. Now we're going to do the whole Braisa, and we'll ask a question based on the Braisa. And again, we said that with Tshuva, I can, you know, rip up the Gzardin, but only if I'm a Tzibur, not if I'm a Yachid. It says, Enei Hashem Lekecha Bo, Itim L'Tova, Itim L'Ra'a. Sometimes Hashem has eyes to do tova, sometimes do ra. Itim l'tova, ketzad, reshu yisur reshayim, gimurim, Rosh Hashanah. Let's say klai yisur reshayim on Rosh Hashanah. U'paskulim shamim mu'atim. And then in Shemayim, they paskin that they're going to have very little rain this year because there's such reshayim. Then l'sof, during the year, let's say in Kislev, chazruben, they did tshuva. L'hosif alihem yefshar. So the Braisa says they can't give him more rain. The Gzardin is there. That's going to be the kasha. Why can't it get more rain? He said the Tzibur can undo the Gzardin. We have the Gzardin. Can't give more rain. In other words, Hashem, the little rain that was accorded to them, Hashem will adjust it that it goes where it's best used, best needed, so it'll do the best job that it can do for them. But it sounds like the din is the din. That's what it sounds like. And then Itim l'ra'a, sometimes it's for bad. Let's say there was tzaddikim gemorin in Rosh Hashanah, and they had a judgment for a lot of rain. But then, during the year, they relapsed, and they did have a road. Hashem can't reduce the amount of rain. The was already made. Hashem will bring them the rain, but on an area that doesn't need it, you know, and so Latova. So the Gemara says, Latova meaning Lekar, Lekzardinayu, below Seif Lahu. So now the Gemara asks on this Braisa. So when they did tshuva and they're doing mitzvot, so the Braisa said they can't undo the gzeira. They're just going to apply the rain, you know, judiciously. But why can't they have a new gzar din? They're getting a lot of rain. Now they did tshuva. We said we can undo it, and it's the seaboard. So shani hatam de efshar b'hati. So the Braisa talk it could be, but where Hashem could do it without undoing the gzar din, he'll do it that way. In other words, here I can bring out the same impact by leaving the gzar din intact. So I'm going to leave the gzar din intact. Okay, Tashma. Now we ask a question from another Braisa. Your dayam ba'oniyot osim lacha b'mayim rabim emaruma se Hashem gomer. The people go down to the ships and sea, into the sea and ships, and they still ma'aseh Hashem ba'yomer ba'yamei ruach sara b'tumim galav. Like sometimes Hashem causes a storm to rise against them, the waves rise. Yachok b'yanuka shikor. They wander around like a drunk person. Means like the ship is, you know, tossing and turning. They cry to Hashem when things are desperate. Yodul Hashem chasto, give thanks to Hashem for his chesed. Asalahen samaniyot ka'achin v'rakin shabbat Torah. So the Braisa says that Hashem made samaniyot or simaniyot. Like in that perek in Tehillim, which is perek Kuf Zayin, so there's the psuk. Some of the psukim are divided by reverse nun. So it's like we have in Balopa, we have nun hafucha. So in that parak, there's the reverse nun. This is ka'achin v'rakin. Achin v'rakin are miutin. This is Shabbat Torah. Lamar l'cha tza'aku korum gzardin nani. In other words, to intimate, if the tza'aku comes before gzardin, then they're answered. Tza'aku l'achar gzardin ain't a nani. If it's after gzardin, they're not going to be answered. But here we figure it's like a whole cholesterol of people on the ship. And we said that Tzibur does get answered. So the Gemara says, "Hani nami yichidim dam." They're viewed as yichidim. So they said in the article that they each are like separate people. I'm doing my thing, you're doing your thing, you're doing our thing. I'm asking for, you know, my cheshbon, you're asking for your cheshbon. We're not coming together as a tzibur. We don't have anything in common with each other. So they're judged like yichidim. All right, all right. We have a good last story. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Anything to
talk about? Yes. So can you go over again the individual tshuva and the opportunities for tshuva and the community tshuva and the opportunities for that?
Yeah, so the Gemara says that the individual, once the Gzar Din on Yom Kippur is, that's in. You're locked in for the Gzar Din. But even with that, he says, but for the community, if the community does tshuva, then the Gzar Din could be undone. Then the Gzar Din could be undone. You know, even with that, I would say like the Gemara, there's going to be another opinion coming up, I think, tomorrow's daf. So you wait till tomorrow's daf, you'll have more, okay? Because the Gemara, tomorrow's daf has, 1 second. Yeah. So if you look on tomorrow's daf, and Yudchei Amud Aleph, you with me, Fern? Line 10, page 18a. Fern, you there? Yeah, okay, I can't hear you. Anyway.
I muted myself because I know that's okay. How you like it.
Okay, thank you. So he says, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Yafetza Kaladam Ben Kodem Gzardin Ben Lachar Gzardin. Rabbi Yitzchak says that Tza'aka, crying out, helps before Gzardin and after Gzardin. That sounds like that even afterwards that you could change it. Okay, but from this, it sounds like the Yachid. But the thing is, this sounds like once the Gzar Din, then you're locked in. Okay, that's the best I have with it. Okay, let me do the last piece of Gemara.
And Hoshana Rabbah.
Right. So in other words, the whole Tzibur, like let's say Rahman al-Nasan. It could be a million things. Let's say with this COVID-19 or whatever, we're all praying, and then refuah, and it comes to everybody, or something like that. So that if everybody with the koach of the tzibur, it's a whole different parsha. Anyway, you asked about Hoshana Rabbah. I spoke to Rabbi Packard today. He said one is like based on Din Gemara, one's al pi Kabbalah with the Zohar, because in the al pi Zohar, you know, the Hoshana Rabbah is the last time for the din. But from the Gemara, it sounds like Yom Kippur's the deal. What's up, Daniel? I got to run. What? All right.
We said about the quote of Avodah Zarah, usually they say that also the quote of Arayot is the same category.
All right.
No?
It could be. I don't know. You have to check the Gemara and Kiddushin. Okay, you check the Gemara and Kiddushin. Get back to me. Okay, now, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, we're about 6 lines from the bottom. Okay? So, Tashma, we're going to ask it again. So, our Yesod is, if it's a Tzibur, we can undo the Gzardin. Yachid, you're stuck with what you got. Okay, Tashma, now you have to be patient with this Braisa because the question comes from the end of the Braisa. So Tashma, Shalab Bluria Hagiore, Rabbi Gamliel. Bluria the Giore asked the following question to Rabbi Gamliel. See Batorat Fem, Ashley Safanim. It's interesting that she says Batorat Fem, not Batorat Tenu. Yeah, he says in the Shulta, well, he says Giore, but the Shulta leaves out Batorat Fem. So that would make more sense. Anyway, but it says, Ki Batorat Fem, Ashley Safanim, the Shem doesn't show favoritism. That means just meet us at den. Hashem will show you favoritism. It's Birchas Kohanim. So Hashem has got, you know, more rachamim with this. So even the so how do you reconcile those two psukim? The Pala Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. So Rabbi Yossi HaKohen engaged her in conversation, even though she posed the question to Rabbi Gamliel. Amar lo, I'm sholach mashalim ad davar dameh. I'm going to give you a parable. He says, La'adam shino shebechavei romana. Let's say a person, Reuben, lent Shimon, you know, $100. This is the Kabbalah Zman with Nehemiah. And he set a time for repayment in the presence of the king. So he says, by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to pay me back. And the debtor took a shua by the life of the king that he's going to pay back the debt on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He hears Zman below Pra'o. Then Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, he doesn't pay him back. Balafai said, Amelah. So the debtor wants to make amends with the king here, like, you know, in your presence, and I took a shul, like in your name or whatever. He says, Va'amarlo, the king ha-gezucht. Anyway, so the king said, Va'amarlo el-bonima kulak. My insult is forgiven. He says, Lechu fayesit chavercha, but you have to appease your friend. He says, Ha'chanami kanba ve'rush ben adam l'makom. So when Hashem is showing, you know, Sefanim, that's the Avei Road between Adam Lamakom. So Hashem can show Rachamim. But the Avei Road, one Jew to another Jew, like you were saying, you have Din, that's the Din. That's the way he's reconciled the Psukim. So one Pasuk says, Lo Yisafanim, if Reuven harmed Shimon, so that's Lo Yisafanim. But if Reuven, you know, he didn't put on tefillin one day, he's an Hashem can show him some mercy. That's the first shot. That's not the part we need, though. So Rabbi Akiva showed up, and he taught top line on Yichud Aleph. Kan Kodem Zardin, Kan Lachar Zardin. One is before Zardin, one is after Zardin. In other words, before Zardin, so Hashem is shows Yisa Hashem Pan Avilecha. That's before there's a decree. But after the decree, that's the law, you know? So he says, so we said that you could undo it if it's a tzibur. So Hachanami, that's the end of the Bryce. So Hachanami biyachid. So it's talking about a yachid. It's not talking about a tzibur. So Hachanami biyachid, you stuck with what you got. Okay, let me do a little piece from this al-hadaf, and then that will be it for tonight. Okay? Now, okay. All right, listen to this. So Gemara, we said about the people who were chotei makdei rabim, like Yerubim ben Nebat, and his chaveirim, they go to Gehenim, and they're judged perpetually. So the Gemara clearly reports that those who cause multiple sins do not leave Gehenna. Like Machtiyat Rabim, it prevents a person from even doing tshuva. He's quoting Machtiyat Rabim. So he says, accordingly, the Rambam includes them amongst the people who do not have a portion of the world to come. Another relevant halacha mentioned the Gemara in Sanhedrin's prohibition of burying a wicked person in Russia next to a righteous person. It was the Gemara learns that even the Harugei Bezdin, like they had, like the Nistrafim and the Skalim, are buried in a different cemetery than the people who suffered Herig Mechanic. In other words, the two most common executions are Skil and Sreifa. So if a person suffered Skil and Sreifa, he's buried separately from the Herig Mechanic. So Rav Shemta said to me once that, like, with the cemetery, I asked him, how does this work with the cemetery? Because you have people, you know, maybe a Machal Shabbos. So he says, like, the idea is, like, you buy, like, the plot with a group of people, and the idea is that most of the people in that plot are, like, the same level. But, you know, it's something to think over. Anyway, now, there once was a butcher who was found guilty of intentionally selling non-kosher meat to the residents of his community. After his death, his heirs paid a large sum of money for the butcher to be buried next to a particular tzaddik. So he was a chotei machti to rabim, and his heirs paid a whole plunk of money that he should be buried next to a tzaddik. When this was discovered, inquiry was made to the Marsham. The Marsham lives around 1900. He says the Marsham is the grandfather of Rav Shalom Shvadron. So he says, the Marsham initially cited the leading ruling of the Chasam Sofer, who ruled that although, Mary said with us, although it is prohibited to bury a wicked person next to a righteous person, if the burial was already done, there's no requirement to exhume the body. So they buried him already. So it's like kafalim, it's done. He said, this applies, explains to Marsham, to a case of a standard wicked person, where it's possible to say he was forgiven through the pain of death and other punishments. Like a garden variety Rasha, who said, like, I hate to use the expression, let sleeping dogs lie. One who causes the community to sin, however, he was machti to rob him, he remains in Gehenna forever, sitting around Gemara, and thus we do not understand the possibility he was forgiven. Thus the wicked person cannot be left buried next to the tzaddik. So he's saying you got to exhume this person. You know, he was a machti to rob him. Furthermore, there is no requirement to consider the possibility the butcher did tshuva before he died, since Gemara Masechet Yoma states that one who causes the community to sin will not speak in the so tshuva. He won't have the opportunity to do tshuva. Although if we knew he repented, he could be buried near a tzaddik, we do not have to give him the benefit of the doubt. And we therefore assume he did not repent. So that's what the Marsham said. Okay, this is it tonight. Let me end the recording. One second. Let's end recording.